Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pearson. It's time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. This evening, we're going to be talking about Fear of the Walking Dead. The episode was called So Close, Yet So Far. It aired last night on the 30th of August on AMC. I have my fellow Fear of the Walking Dead fans, Los Angeles, where the show takes place. And I know he has some kind of research. I know he did some kind of recon. Jesus?
Yeah?
Did you find anything for us?
I have a few things to talk about.
Sweet! Yes! I put you on the spot. You came through. On the other side of the world, in the country, where they love moonshine, Brancy!
Wow, that's the intro. Awesome.
I know you drink moonshine out there.
Okay.
Okay. You don't. Okay, sorry. I didn't know it's against the wall. Sorry. And the other person who lives in a state that's actually shaped as a penis, Kristen. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
All right, so we got everybody here except Brianna. Brianna apparently kissed a boy and got mono.
Oh, my God. No, she did not.
Oh, she didn't? You said she was sick.
She's sick, but she doesn't have mono.
Okay, I'm just saying, first day of school, you know, it's like, oh, it's first day of school. I love boys. You know, I figured. If she has anything like your reputation, maybe.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. We just started, and you're already picking on me?
I'm not. This is not. This is facts, okay? This is facts.
That's false. That's false.
Okay, well, we can talk about that later on. So let's talk about the show. Jesus got some information. I do have some research. My friend Brandy sent me this text. Well, actually, a tweet. So I'm going to read some of this stuff, and I think, Kristen, I think you know some of the stuff about it. Plus, I have a friend named Nick. Jesus, he sent me a big giant text, and I'll read that at the end of the show as well. Anything else? I think that's it, right? We've covered everything in the beginning. Let's get into the show. This episode, Jesus, you'd already had seen it because you were previously invited to the press junket there in LA for Fear of the Walking Dead. So last week, you already knew what was going to happen in this episode. Us three, we didn't. And I'm looking at my notes, and a couple of big moments. I mean, it's obvious that this is the beginning of the end. Everything is going to go crazy. Question for you guys, and I gotta know this. You pull into your house. You know it's something's messed up. You've seen a dude come back to life. All of a sudden, your neighbors are having a moon jump birthday party. They're inviting you over. Do you tell them to get out of Dodge? Or you just kind of go, okay, see you later, and then you leave. I want to know, do you tell your neighbors the truth? What's going on? Hey, Jesus.
I still have no idea what's going on, but I guess I tell them something. I have no idea. Like,
really?
I mean, you do know that one incident happened, but that's all you know.
But you know shit's about to hit the fan.
I still think.
Oh my God, you'd have been like, "I'm gonna get a burger. I'll be right over." And then you're gonna go inside. And you're totally okay. Watch this, Jesus. Kristen, what do you do? Do you tell your neighbors?
Hell yeah.
See, Jesus, she knows what's going on.
You know why? Because they saw their neighbor coughing and shit.
Yeah.
And she was looking at him like, "Oh shit."
Uh huh.
So she just ran in her house instead of telling her friend.
Yep, Brancy.
Yeah, you gotta tell him.
See, Jesus.
I don't know. I'm still debating that.
You're debating to tell them?
Yeah.
You're like looking through the window. No shit, right?
It's an LA thing.
Maybe it is an LA thing.
Maybe.
I mean, so basically you're saying just mind your own business. It's like, why get everybody worked up? They're about to – they got a moon jump. I don't want to mess up their birthday day. Wow. Jeez.
They got a moon jump.
Well, they did. Oh gosh! All right. I had to find out. Now, okay. Now I got. Okay. Now let's not talk about neighbor. Jesus, you get home. You know you've seen what you've seen. Do you call your family, your immediate family, and say we got to get out of here, or do you not call your family because hey, yeah, you're still undecided if it's crazy
time. Family, though. That's different.
Oh, no!
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Fuck the neighbors, huh?
Yeah.
I hope they don't listen.
Thank God we don't live near Jesus.
No joke.
Thank God.
Wow, Jesus.
That's harsh, dude.
Very harsh. All right, so let's talk about Alicia. I watched this episode with my wife, and my wife is not a fan of Alicia. Now, she almost leaves Nick, who I happen to like. I think Nick is my favorite so far of the show. She almost leaves Nick with some chicken noodle soup to go give to Matt. Do you think it's fair that they're not telling Alicia anything? Even at the end of this, she's like, Mom, and freaking Mom's not saying anything. No one's telling, and Nick is saying, we need to tell her, but she's saying no. What do you think? Would you tell Alicia? Is what do you think?
I would tell her.
Right?
That's one more person that knows what's going on that can help you.
Thank you, Branty.
Yeah, you gotta tell her.
Now watch this. Hey, Jesus.
I'm against it because she is with her boyfriend.
Huh?
She's going to want to go back to her boyfriend nonetheless. She's going to think, oh, I could save him.
So you're thinking, so you wouldn't tell her because she should know the truth, because safety in numbers and this can help.
I would say wait till the desert.
Wait till the desert to say, we hit a guy in a truck. He came back to life. We killed the principal of the school and he came back to life.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
The problem is that the fact that, you know, she's seen how her boyfriend was and she still wants to go back.
Right.
But that's because she just thinks he has a flu or something. She doesn't know he's about to be a zombie.
Yeah.
No, you tell her that he might have this huge disease, infection, whatever it is. She's going to want to go back to try and save him.
I wouldn't.
No.
I know, right? That was me. I'd be like, shit, you've said enough. Let's go.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Her boyfriend is in the state that her boyfriend is right now. Would you go give him some food?
Yeah. If I thought he had a flu, yeah. But if I thought he was going to eat my face, fuck no.
See?
Okay, and you're supposed to be taking care of Nick, who's, you know, going through hell on his own right there, recovering from, or not even recovering, withdrawal symptoms.
I think...
Are you going to leave him alone to give your boyfriend who has, quote-unquote, a flu?
Oh, well, I think the reason...
In that case, no.
She was going to leave because she was going to leave just for the fact that Nick has done this before, you know? But I think that if Mom and Travis and Nick said, sit down, this is what we went through, this is what Mom just went through, the principal, okay, that would be two things story she would be able to say. Right now, you just saw the neighbor eating another neighbor that Jesus would not warn. So I would hope that the daughter would get that and be like, Matt is going in that direction.
Exactly.
So I think that's why, I mean, you know, because that's why I was trying to figure out, I'm like, am I hating on Alicia because I just don't like her, period? Or am I hating on her, but it's not her fault because no one's told her any freaking truth. No one's told her anything.
I think she's at the point where she has too much to lose and she isn't really willing to see things as the way they are.
Who, Mom or Alicia?
Alicia.
Really?
Yeah.
You must think she's hot or something. Right? Yeah,
no.
Whatever.
Oh.
Dude. Jesus doesn't want the neighbors. He doesn't like girls anymore. What's going on? All right. What about Chris? Okay, what about Chris, Jesus? My first thing again, I saw him in the first episode, this one here. He is becoming a bigger little shit in my eyes. Am I the only one that thinks Chris is a shit? Thank you.
You're totally on point there.
Thank you. Now watch this. Jesus.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, thank God.
What? He's an idiot.
Thank God. I thought you were going to be like, Mike, he's going through, like, his parents are divorced. He's angry. He's trying to find himself.
He is, but he's going about it in a very stupid way.
Yeah, he is. He's a dumb. Yeah. I don't like that, especially when he called. He's like, I'm part of this. This is a big thing. I'm a part of it. I was like, dude.
Part of what? You're watching it.
Yeah.
You didn't do shit.
They're just using you for your little video camera. Everyone's got it on their cell phone, but you, yeah, come on. I don't know. What'd y'all think about Artie getting, what did you think about Artie being the zombie? When I was watching it, and I even had my notes, that the zombies in this are a little bit cleaner than what we're used to seeing in The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Well, they're fresh, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
It hasn't been like a year, or how long has it been in The Walking Dead?
Oh, I don't know.
A couple of years.
a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the virus would have time to manifest after that, so if it's fresh, it's going to be different.
Yeah, looking at Artie, I was like, really isn't – I mean, he has his wound, and then, of course, his eyes are just – but you don't even – you know, he looks like just a regular dude. But see, I don't know. If Art was coming at me, you know there's something wrong with him. Like, he's not talking. He's mm-hmm. – and my wife brought up a good point, and I think we've talked about this in the past. But she was like, how do these people in this time, right now, like – when Maddie is watching Art, the principal, her friend, about to eat her face, how does she not know? Has she not seen a zombie movie? That's what my wife was saying. She was like,
"That is what my mom said." She was like, "Has this bitch never seen a zombie movie?"
Right?
It was like, same.
Uh oh, Jesus is quiet. What, Jesus?
Oh, I agree with you guys.
Okay, good.
A little weird.
Thought I was losing you there for a second, Jesus. Yeah, it was a good little zombie attack.
Yeah, and I think Madison's one of the few characters who's actually sane.
What?
The rest of them seem off.
You said that mom is sane.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you watching? What are we watching different shows? She is about to have she has no clue. She's in denial. She's going.
No, the worst part is she does have a clue because she just saw Calvin.
For real.
Come back, and then she's going to tell Artie, wait, I want to help you. Bitch, you better get the fuck out of there.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think she's, I think she's losing it, you know? And I said it in the pilot. I was telling my wife, I was like, yeah, I'm just not a fan of her. Because to me, the way that she was acting in the pilot, it was all a front. Like her, it's like she's trying to help every kid, but she needs to help her own family. Her family's all fucked up, you know? And I think it was all the front. And I think when she went to the bathroom and was like washing it and like just, and here's Alicia like, tell me. And she's like, I ain't telling you shit. I'm like.
Yeah, she's trying to protect them as much as possible. I mean, it's the wrong thing to do because we know that the zombies are coming.
Right.
But she has no idea how her children or her family's going to be affected by the news.
Yeah, what are you she's not a little kid.
What are you talking about? Jesus, everybody knows.
She's still a kid.
No. Everybody knows in the family except her. Even the crackhead Nick. Nick's like, tell her. Tell her. Nope. Travis knows. Lisa knows. They know something's up. I just don't understand why they're not telling the daughter. You know? But, yeah. Jesus, you have all the answers. I guess. Wait, yeah.
You know what? The actress that plays Liza,
mm-hmm.
Chris's mom, she's in Orange is the New Black, and yeah, she plays a horrible mother.
Oh, really?
She plays a horrible, horrible mother.
I haven't watched that show. I need to.
So it's cool seeing her play a good mom.
Well, she was in the beginning. She was kind of like a snatch face. Like I was like, listen to Travis, because even my wife was like, why did she just say there's an emergency? Why is he still trying to like get Chris? I'm coming over. But she was being a snatch face. But I think once she saw that dead body, it was like, hey, yeah. Let's go. Listen to your father. Let's go. Boom. Right. You know who, and it's good to see Tobias back in the episode. Mm-hmm. Girls, you know who Tobias reminded me of?
Who?
Jesus.
I knew it.
You were going to say that.
When I was watching, I was like, this is how Jesus would be in high school.
Can I have my knife back?
Jesus, you had to have been watching it going, this guy, he reminds me of me.
How?
You know, backpack, just, you know. Stockpiling food, you know, on the internet, knowing what's going on. Kind of weird a little bit to some people. No? You don't see it?
No.
I see it. The girls see it, so we see it. Just go with it, Jesus, just go with it. But it's a good thing, because Tobias is cool. We like Tobias. Even though they left all his food back at the school.
Speaking of, why did Madison hesitate when he was almost about to get eaten? She was just standing there like, oh my God, what do I do?
Because she's an idiot. I'm telling you. She's like, who can we compare her to? Because Tobias to me is like the Glenn of high school. That's what I was watching. I was like, that's Glenn.
Okay.
But I don't know. You can't say Lori. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
Andrea.
Probably more Andrea.
Yeah.
You know what? She is kind of like Andrea that thinks she knows everything. Yeah. There you go. Good job. You did something good. Let's see what else. And then we get introduced to the barbershop family, which I'm excited because I like that guy. I can't remember his name. Hey, Susan, do you remember his name?
Ruben?
No, but the actor in real life.
His name's Ruben in real life.
Is it?
Yes,
no, I believe so. He's old school. Done movies.
Let me get my notes.
I like that. You should have had your notes already. So, yeah. So then, I mean, but during that.
Well, that's part of my press kit.
Okay.
We used it last week.
Oh, I know, because you wanted to talk about another 2 hours in that show. So let's see. When y'all were watching it, and then the riot gear, the cops, and everything else, did it kind of, like, give you flashbacks of what's going on right now in real life?
Sadly.
Crazy, huh?
Yep.
I wonder if they did that on purpose, or do you think it just kind of accidentally happened like that when they were... I mean, I guess... Because when did they film the show? I mean, it had to have been a while back. I'm wondering if they added some of this stuff.
Maybe.
I don't know. But all hell is breaking loose. Do you think they're going to be safe in the barbershop?
No.
Yeah. Jesus?
That wouldn't make for good TV.
True that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't think they are. And his name is Ruben Blades.
Yeah, he's old school. Good stuff. Let's see here. And I got all hell's breaks loose. Another big moment for me was the end when what's-her-face, Madison, looks out the window, and Alicia wants to go out there and help the chick, the neighbor. Mm-hmm. And Madison just shuts the door and says, no one is leaving. Now, would you go out there, girls, and help her? Or would you not? So I can tell y'all are in the... See, because y'all want to help because y'all would help your neighbor. Because
we would have told her before, so right. She could have been warned. But when she's getting eaten by somebody, I don't know if I would subject myself to that.
Branty, would you let her get eaten?
Well, I don't know, because it's kind of hard. Because, like, if you warn her and she just doesn't listen to you, then fuck her. But...
Gosh!
If you didn't even warn her, I mean, yeah, you gotta try at least.
I mean,
the hard part is they don't know how to kill them yet.
Right.
Yeah.
If you can assess the situation and if it, like, looks semi-easy, then yeah, sure. But if it looks like your ass is about to get eaten, no.
I mean, could she have just opened the door saying, hey, Cynthia, run over here?
Yeah, it could have been that easy, though.
Yeah. Jesus?
No.
Wow.
Shit.
So you would have done exactly what Madison did.
Yeah.
You just said, sit down, make yourself some SpaghettiOs, watch your brother. Wow.
Jesus, do you have shitty neighbors?
No.
They just don't like.
You hear that dog barking always? Oh, that's his neighbor next door. And he's always. That's what it is.
His neighbor's like, he's doing one of those on-air things. Let's just go bark.
Let's get him. He looks like Tobias with the Fear of the Walking Dead. Get him. Yeah, that moment there, I was like, what? So I think next week, well, actually, did you know that Fear of the Walking Dead returns in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Damn Labor Day.
Already?
Yeah, damn Labor Day. So yeah, but I did watch the little commercial at the end. It seems like they do get out of the barbershop. And then, and it seems like the neighbor, who they didn't want to kill or help or anything, now that zombie is coming across the street. So all hell's about to break loose, Jesus. So you're going to get your wish. Even though you went to go help them, well, it's going to come to you now, knocking on your door.
Okay.
Did I leave anything out?
I just want to point out the music in this, because the music is excellent.
Yes.
Once again.
I agree.
And what's her name? Patricia Reyes Spindola really, doing their little prayer. It was just eerie.
Oh, at the end?
Yeah,
I like the mom. I'm wondering if she's gonna. I hope she. It kind of almost reminded me of the Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. Right. The only problem with her is she's only a Spanish speaker, so I'm not sure if she's gonna have many lines in the show.
So you're saying she's gonna be eaten first?
Might be.
I mean, she's in a wheelchair, right? I see her. It seemed like she was sitting in a wheelchair. Did I see that right or wrong?
I don't think she was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I thought she was when she told him to let him in and shut the door, but I could be wrong. So, well, I guess we'll see what happens. Because the mom, if she doesn't speak a lot of English, she might be the first one to go. Because the daughter, she seems like she's going to be something. Dad, definitely. Dad is Herschel right there. That's Herschel.
Yeah.
So we're going to see. And I think Travis is a new Rick, like a young Rick. And then Nick, that's Daryl right there in the making.
Yes.
Can't wait. What else? I think that's it. I think we covered it.
Wait, you want to hear something that I thought was really stupid?
Uh-oh. What?
Alicia looking out the window with the flashlight, like... You know when you're... Why are you looking out the window with the flashlight? Like, she's trying to be sneaky, but that shit is on somebody.
Yeah, that is. And then it's like a... Yeah. And then you're going to see the light flickering there.
Exactly.
It's on.
That's dumb.
I know. My wife did bring up something that it was funny. She was like, when after Nick threw up and had his fit on the thing, she was like, why is she scrubbing so hard on the floor when it was just throw up?
True.
Did you notice that?
Yeah,
that's true.
Jesus, did you notice that?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Well, the thing, what I thought was is that he was having a seizure, so it might have been blood as well.
Did you really analyze? Whatever.
I've seen this episode so many times already.
You really? It was like chunky. It was like food in there, blood.
Stop it.
Oh gosh! All right, so I do have my text for my friend Nick. He put here way better than the first episode. Would y'all agree?
Yes,
I'd agree. Right, mm-hmm. It's getting there. A lot more stuff happened. I like how they did the looting and the crowd was protesting when the cops were shooting the guy time after time. You would like that, Nick. Just like in what's going on in this world now with the cops! Exclamation point. I think Madison, if I'm correct, is the mom. Don't want to tell Alicia what's going on because she still don't know what's happening. She's ashamed because she just killed Art. I don't think she sees them as a walker, just a illness and makes people violent. Did you know how she was trying to talk to him, but her instinct kicked in and protexted Tobias. Protext? You mean protected, Nick. Oh my gosh. I'm just upset we have to wait 2 weeks. I'm ready for the next one. !! That's what I thought. Smiley face. Oh, and then he put, to protect Tobias. So he messed up. Those are my thoughts. Smiley face. LOL, was that good? Nick, that was okay. All right. So then I'm looking at the ratings here, and this right here, my friend Brandy sent this to me from... TVbynumbers.zaptoit.com. AMC's Fear of the Walking Dead declines 16% in adults 18 to 49 in week two. The second episode of the Fear of the Walking Dead earned a 4.1 adult 18 to 49 rating, down 16% from 4.9 for the week's premiere, and 8.2 million total viewers. So, Kristen, you had said that, what, it was 10 last week?
Yeah.
The premiere?
Yeah.
The show faced tough competition from the 2000 MTV Music Awards. Jesus Christ, bull crap. I watch.
Yeah, that was not tough competition.
Jesus Christ, that was gross. The premiere grew 37% in live plus three adults, 18 to 49, rising to a 6.6. If the second episode rises the same amount in time-shifted viewing, it will garner a 5.6 live plus three adults, 18 to 49. So, I mean, what do you think? So, it was down. Do you think the MTV really took away from it? Or do you think people watching it was like, I don't know. Because I know that you two girls hated the pilot, comparing it to The Walking Dead.
We didn't hate it.
We did not hate the pilot.
Hey, Jesus, help me here.
I'm staying out of that.
Thanks a lot, Jesus. Appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Way to go. No balls. All right.
We didn't hate it, but we both said it'll get better.
Right.
Okay. Could have been better.
Even my dad said it got better, to be fair.
So he liked it?
Yeah, he said he liked it a lot better, that he thinks he just needed an episode or two to get used to everything.
Well, I mean, it's kind of cool to see, you know. I mean, at one point I thought I was watching The Purge. I swear to God.
I did too, actually. I got that vibe from it.
Yeah, they were kind of, and even my wife, when the little looters came by and kicked the gate, my wife was like, those are some stupid looters. And I was like, because all they did was like, shit, and they just kept on going. I'm like, yeah, because all the looters were white. Where are the Mexican white? I thought you got Mexican people there in L.A. Jesus.
That is
Have you ever been through anything like that where people were looting and knocking cars and throwing crap at rocks there in L.A.?
Yeah, in the Laker parade like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
So y'all won a sporting event and then y'all went batshit crazy in your city?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Now, it was a mixed crowd, right? Black, white, Mexican, Asians, everybody.
Yeah.
Notice in the Fear of the Walking Dead, it's almost all white people.
Oh.
With like two blacks.
They're sending a message.
Good thing I'm not white.
Watch out for the whiteys.
And it just to let everybody know that's listening to this, Brancy is a whitey, so she can say that.
I'm just saying.
Okay, she can say that. Okay. And we'll leave it at that. Scale of 1 to 10. Jesus, go. 1 to 10.
9.
Ooh. Kristen.
9.
Interesting. Brancy.
9.
Interesting. I would probably have to give it a 9 as well. I think it was cool. It's good to see all the crap starting. Music's on point, everybody. I'm liking some people. I want people to get eaten already. Okay, real quick, and then we're gone. Real quick, Brancy, first person you want to go. Be eaten.
Oh, to be eaten?
Mm-hmm. Let's put it this way. Not the first one to go. Who do you think will be the first person to go out of those main characters?
Oh, who do I think will it be?
Yeah, who do you think is going to be the first one to die?
I don't know. If they don't tell Alicia, shit, it might be her.
That's
Listen,
true.
Listen, you gotta prepare people, okay?
That is true.
For real.
Kristen?
Who do I think it's gonna be?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with Alicia if they don't tell her.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I want it to be Madison.
Damn!
Same.
Wow. That's okay. We're gonna do that. Hey, Suze, who do you want it to be and who do you think?
Chris, both.
Chris,
I think he'll be the first to go, and because he's an idiot, and he's just annoying as a character. So I just want him to go.
I think I would have to agree with you on that. Yeah, I think Chris is gonna be the first one because he's gonna be like, "Hold on, I'm video. I'm a big part of this," and then he's dead.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I do want him to go because he's just being a little shit.
Well, that could be true too, because if it was him, then that would put like a really big emotional thing on Travis.
True.
And then we'd see him kind of get harder.
Like Rick.
Kind of like how Rick had to do exactly.
Yeah. All right. If anybody's listening, make that happen, people. That would be really cool. All right. I think we're done. For everybody that's been retweeting, sharing, all that good stuff, thank you very much, everybody. If you want to check out some other recap shows that we do separately and together, check out the VRO.com, Variety Radio Online, right there. And then you can also check them out on pretty much just type in Variety Radio Online for YouTube, Instagram, what is it, Facebook, Tumblr, at the VRO's Twitter, and of course the VRO.com. Hey, Seuss, let everybody know.
Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional, Facebook, Dysfunctional LA, and my blog, Dysfunctional.com.
Brancy.
VRO Brancy, it's BRANCEY on Instagram and Twitter.
Sweet. Kristen.
According to Kristen.com and on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409.
Now, for those of you that think that Kristen sounds like T-Pain, she is also a musician, so she's trying to. She's practicing with us. For me, you can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, and check out my Twitter, Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy, Facebook, iWatchMike, and that is it. We'll be back next week. Well, no, actually, we'll be back in 2 weeks. It sucks so balls. And we'll talk more with Fear of the Walking Dead. And I think that's it. Everybody else, say goodbye to everybody that's listening, and hopefully they return in 2 weeks. Say goodbye.
Bye.
There you go.
This season on Fear the Walking Dead.
People are getting sick and they get violent. We just need somewhere to write
it
down. Please.
No satellites, no internet, no cell phone.
The electrical grid will collapse. The communications will fail. It's all gonna go to hell.
We are on the offensive. You guys are the lucky ones.
They're stockpiling for the big push to take the city back.
Someone's out there. Someone who needs our help.
We don't know that.
We're gonna get the medicine.
Desperate times.
Take it easy, man. He's a kid. He's no man to kid.
Men do these things not because of evil. They do evil because of fear.
For more Fear the Walking Dead, go to AMC.com.